Christian Liberality. August 6th, 1900. Typed. Will a man rob God? And yet ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offerings. Malachi 3, verse 8. Wherein we have shown neglect to answer to God's claims, we will repent, and show our repentance by our good works. Shall we now respond to the claims of God? He has given to us regularly and without stint, and his favors have not been withheld. I have been shown that the robbery which has been practiced toward God by our people is fearful. Its extent far exceeds our comprehension. There is great and important work to be done for God in the salvation of souls. The bountiful giver has placed sufficient in our hands to amply sustain his cause, that it shall not languish, if all will act their part, and do their work as stewards of God. According to the multitude of his mercies, he has provided for every necessity his cause demands. God does not need our bounties, but in the great plan of salvation, Christ came down from heaven to give us an example of self-denial and self-sacrifice, and by thus doing, to exemplify his love to fallen humanity. When he ascended to heaven, he left the work in the hands of those who should believe on his name. They were to practice his virtues and disinterested benevolence, and by their beneficences and their influence, show their love for souls in carrying forward to perfection the work left them to do. Let our tithes and offerings be brought not with grumbling and unwillingness, but with cheerfulness and gladness, showing that we consider it our highest privilege to do what little we can do, and thus be co-laborers with the Master. God requires the best and holiest service. He demands the first fruits, the choicest of our possessions. And is not all we have His? Has He not a right to it all? Will not gratitude and love prompt us to a hearty acknowledgement of His righteous requirements? God is the rightful owner of the universe. All the good which we have in this life is His. He only requires that you shall consecrate to Him the first fruits and bring a tribute to His treasury as a token of gratitude for His continual gifts. Dear brethren and sisters, I was shown that there was a fearful withholding from God, and as the result, the withdrawal of His special blessing. I would ask you to look carefully at the matter and investigate your own course critically, wherein you have been deficient in the tithes and offerings and thus robbed God. Make it up speedily. Do not let it stand thus in the books of heaven. Repent, and show your repentance by your works. Make up your deficiencies without delay. There has been a wonderful robbery committed against God by those who have been entrusted with the greatest amount of capital to use for the Master. They have strangely forgotten that they were stewards, entrusted with a surplus of means, to see and understand where it would be needed to advance the work of God upon the earth. Those who have felt at liberty to use extravagantly the means thus entrusted to them in embellishing their own dwelling houses, at the same time thinking any place good enough for the worship of God, dishonor the Redeemer. Let us come to God with our grateful offerings. These we should continually present to Him. It is an endless offering. The proportion given to God sanctifies the balance that is used for our benefit. When the portion which God claims is withheld, His curse is upon our possessions. At whatever cost or sacrifice to ourselves, we must respond to the claims of God. There are men of property who love their money too well even to trust to the Lord that which He has lent to them. It is their God. They worship money. For it, they sacrifice their present happiness and future reward in the city of God. Let no one cherish the idea that the tithe is the end of liberality. The requirements of God upon the Jews demanded various offerings as well as the tithe. As the work of God is extending in the earth, many calls are coming in for help. Opportunities are continually opening for the truth to be presented. Offerings returned to God, laid upon His altar, will sustain and carry forward the work. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. This means a surplus in the treasury to amply advance the work of God in its various branches. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 10. There is to be a continual flowing out in deeds of mercy and benevolence from those whom God is blessing. As we continually are receiving, we are to be continually giving. We should feel that it is a privilege to give liberally and cheerfully to promote every good work. This is scattering, that through the blessing of God we may be this very means be continually increasing. Ye are not your own, ye have been bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Son of God. Christ has purchased us with an infinite price. Our soul, body, talents, and possessions are the Lord's, not ours. All that we have and are, He calls into His service to advance His work upon the earth and thus glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I entreat all who profess to love God and keep His commandments to cease robbing God. Bring all, not one quarter or two-thirds, but all your tithes and offerings into the storehouse and prove our Lord therewith. And see if He will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Shall we not from henceforth work upon the principle that is laid down in the Word of God? The naturally selfish and covetous should work in an opposite direction and give where they have withheld. This is the only way in which they can obtain the victory and finally inherit eternal life.